We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church today. I mentioned on Wednesday night that I was going to have an emphasis this morning upon the persecuted church because I think it's important for pastors to remind their people that not every country is like America. From our State Department, this is the following information. 322 Christians are killed for their faith every month. 214 churches and Christian properties are destroyed. 772 forms of violence are committed against Christians every month. That's from our own State Department. In addition to that, let me share this. There are the top 50 countries. They have a world watch list of the top 50 countries that we have persecution in. I wanted to kind of share some of those with you. This, again, comes from our State Department. The number one offender in the world is North Korea. They got scored in 92 out of 100 as far as they have a rating system for persecution. Somalia was number two, Iraq number three, Syria number four, five Afghanistan, six Sudan, seven Iran, eight Pakistan, nine Eritrea, and 10 Nigeria. Can you see something in common with all of those? All right. Now, some would live in denial of that fact, we are not fighting a religion, but we are. And the religion that is oppressing Christians around the world, matter of fact, the top 25 that are listed, there are only four countries in that list that are non-Islamic. Only four. Now, that indicates something to us, that there is much hatred in the world. There is much that is happening. And I want to draw your attention to Hebrews 13 and verse 3. But we're told, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them. Now, in your remembering, this is how serious this matter is. The Bible says here, in your remembering of them that are in bonds, those that are in prison for their faith. That's the picture that's given to us here in the context. Remember them as being bound with them. That makes it personal. When you think of those that are suffering for the cause of Jesus Christ, don't let it be a fleeting thought that just passes through your mind. Oh, Lord, pray for the people that are in prison over on the other side of the world while I continue to go on my way and do my own thing and have my fun and do all that kind of stuff. That's not being bound with them. This is serious. This means that when you remember them, you put yourself in their place as if you are in the prison cell with them. That's what the Bible says. That's not what Pastor Brainerd is saying. And it says, them which suffer adversity. That's those that are under persecution but have not been put into prison, as being yourselves also in that body, in that group of people. In other words, we are to associate ourselves in such a way that when we pray, we picture ourselves in the cell with them, and those that are persecuted, we with them as being ones taking the lashes as they are. Being in that group. Now, this is connected to a statement that is written in verse 1 that I think is important. The verse 1 of chapter 13 says, let brotherly love continue. And then it follows through with a whole list of things. Among them is identifying yourself with those who suffer persecution around the world for the cause of Christ. Let brotherly love continue. If you are not connected as a believer with those who suffer for the name of Christ, you are allowing brotherly love to fail. You're not entering into brotherly love as a believer in Jesus Christ. So this makes it very important. As a matter of fact, what else is it? It says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. A reminder that in this life, we just don't do what we want to do. We want to do what God tells us to do. And I am afraid today that the church in America specifically, because we are live somewhat isolated by what's going on in the 60 nations around the world that the State Department indicates are abusers of Christians. 60 nations. We're isolated from that. And so our hearts and our minds are not, for the most part, engaged. There are some that are engaged and they pray every day. They think of those who are persecuted for the cause of Christ and they pray for them. But the vast majority of those who go to church in America are not even connected. They're not thinking anything about those people around the world that are suffering for the cause of Christ. And shame on us. We should be connected. Brotherly love is at stake. Do we just talk the talk or do we walk the walk when it comes to those that are persecuted for the name of Jesus Christ? It is real. It is not something that is being made up. Our own State Department recognizes that these stats came from them. They recognize the problem. Why is it that the church in America does not recognize the problem? Because we are very worldly minded. We are caught up in the world. We are caught up in what the world does. And we don't have time to think about those people over there on the other side of the world or those down on the southern part of our border that are going to sections of Mexico right now where persecution is great among Christians. And so I wanted to raise this awareness because I think it's important for God's people to understand that God has told us in His Word how we're to respond to other brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who are suffering for His cause. And we need to take up that banner and we need to identify ourselves with them in prayer as we remember them and bear their lashes as they bear them literally for the cause of Jesus Christ.